They really are. And so they eat these in a stew, and they're quite delicious. And here's an example of something I had down there. And most of the people I met down in Copper Canyon really had no formal education and certainly had not gone and gotten a PhD in nutrition. And yet, when I talked to them, they could tell me that the foods that they were eating were actually good for their blood sugar. It was really fascinating. And you look at the science of this, and they have a whole team from the University of Oregon that went down and studied the food, and they found that most of the things that they were eating had this very low glycemic index. So indeed, very little blood sugar going into the bloodstream at one time. And even what you're seeing here on this screen here is actually sort of low glycemic index in the making, because the tortillas, which do have a little bit more sugar, the corn tortillas, than the beans, but it turns out that when you eat the tortillas with the beans together, the release of sugar from the tortillas slows down to match that of the beans. So there's this wonderful science of food combining that goes on, and really quite incredible from a group of people who don't have PhDs in nutrition and haven't been spending a lot of time on the bench trying to prove this and sell it to you as a functional food. Now, this is the other thing that I learned down in Copper Canyon. What do you see growing in front of this traditional ranchero? Cactus, the nopales.